News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Over the past number of weeks, our reporter Richard Chambers has been examining some of the major issues facing commuters in each of Ireland's big cities. In Dublin, we looked at the impact of Lewis Cross City on bus and car traffic. In Cork, it was about the failure to draw people away from the cars and onto public transport. We also heard why Galway had the worst traffic in the country. Finally, Richard is in Limerick, where he sent us this report on how the Treaty City is shaping up.
Just gone 9:30 in Howley's Quay in the heart of Limerick city centre, and quite unusually, I must say, for this series, I can't really complain about the traffic on the road in. Figures for Limerick from Transport Infrastructure Ireland says the Treaty City does indeed fare better than Cork, Galway and Dublin in terms of congestion. But the main issue with Limerick is the city centre itself and how transport impacts on livability. Well, I'm walking over to O'Connell Street to meet journalist and curator of Limerick City Biz Online, Nigel Dugdale. He says the city's main thoroughfare is now far too busy.
Either side of the street, you've got availability of parking or taxi ranks. And then within the middle, then you've got three lanes. As we look at it, it's basically a motorway that's going right through the heart of the city, right in the core retail zone. And in an ideal world, what you would want is that this street becomes something where people are using it more, where people feel they can walk, where people feel that they're part of the city, and they don't feel that they're going to be run down by the cars going through at sometimes 40, 50 miles an hour. You can see the taxis parked on one side. You've got a delivery vehicle now parked. There's two lanes of traffic. They're going to struggle to get through. And this is only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Peak times, you really get into trouble. You want people to come back and live. You want people to come shop, work and play. And when it feels like it's just this busy place where cars are flowing through it, you lose that sense of place.
And despite faring better than its counterparts, the same old problems remain in Limerick. According to the census, less than 3% of Shannonside commuters use public transport to get to work. That is far, far worse than the national average of 9%. So what's it like to get around?
I am the worst person in the world. I've never taken a bus in Limerick in my life.
Things that would encourage you to use public transport or don't have any.
Yeah, if I lost my car.
No.
Motorbike.
Is it bad, is it?
No. I see no problem whatsoever.
Do you think it's an easy city to get around?
Of course it is. Where would you find a finer city? No, it can't be found. No.
Well, the city centre's always blacked up. There's too many lights in the first place thing, and it just gets mental.
Sometimes 301 can be sometimes quite tricky at times. Sometimes inside it comes and it doesn't.
301 can come when it feels like it.
We're heading over there to Churchover for 15 minutes there one day, and the bus came along anyway, and the driver says, I don't know if there's a driver here or not. He locked up the bus and went away. She's bad at the moment anyway. I think she's bad.
I wouldn't use it much.
Why not?
I have a car, I suppose. Handier. Yeah. I've been living in Limerick nearly a year. I don't really use a taxi every night out, or if anything else, kind of just driving it out as an easy.
You're wet nose for a bus, and next thing 4 or 5 and coming along together, you know. If you get up for work in the morning, you've no car. How are you going to get in? You can't walk. And the bikes, so you're taking your life half the time with a bike.
You also have a lot of long-range commuters in Limerick. Sharon is one of them, and she's one of many who crosses the river from County Clare every day.
Oh my God, very busy. I'm coming up this O'Connell Street and down onto the Dock Road kind of general direction. Funny enough, we were talking about this morning at work because one of the car parks have put up their monthly ticket to €90 a month. That's definitely going to make people walk, I'd say, or take public transport. Some of the Limerick people were saying it's time to start looking at options now. I can't get out of my car, like I have to be in my car to get in and out to Limerick. Like, I'd love to be able to park out, for example, out of the Coona roundabout, or if there was a park and ride system, you know, like they have in the Lewis in Dublin and the Red Cow. That kind of an idea would be brilliant.
So how do you make people opt for the buses or for the bikes? Well, reliability and a lack of accurate real-time information is regularly named as a factor by people in Limerick. So Nigel Dugdale and I are doing a little bit of a test. We're taking the 304 bus from William Street in the city centre to the University of Limerick. It's about a 5 kilometre journey and probably the busiest route in the city. So we're going to be identifying some of the issues that crop up along the way.
You're sitting in the middle of all this traffic that's trying to get out of the university, and because there isn't a dedicated bus lane coming out, you might as well be stuck in it too. So what is the point of using public transport? If you're going to be stuck in traffic anyway, you might as well sit in your own car playing your own music with your heat on, talking on your phone.
Now, we're just off the bus there now. It is just gone 4 o'clock. We got on about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah. It's about a 12-minute cycle from town, half the length of time it takes on a bus. Really, what needs to happen is a dedicated bus with a dedicated bus corridor that allows students to know it's 10 minutes in and out of town, and then have a separate dedicated bus service that takes in the entire Castletroy and Anacotti area. At the moment we see there's two buses due at this point.
Yeah.
And we've also seen this green bus, which is a private bus that's after coming up. That's not up on the screen either. So really, you'd need to be a rocket scientist really to figure out what's going on. This campus is thriving, but yet the service been offered to this campus and the city itself is mediocre.
Bus Éireann says it's seeing growing demand for its services, with a 5% rise in journeys in Limerick in the first quarter and 12 new double-deckers coming into service later on this year. Throughout this series, we have seen the impact of lengthening traffic delays on our major cities, and those in the know say it's time for radical action, breaking the link between public transport and clogged roads where buses and trams can get bogged down. And without that, as more and more jobs and people move into our city centres, these rush hour frustrations may be here to stay for a number of years to come.
Okay, that was our reporter Richard Chambers there from the Treaty City in Limerick. By the way, we were talking about the housing crisis at the top of the hour. Photos of people queuing for a chance to buy new houses in West Dublin. I suppose photographs that we thought we'd never see again, the idea of having to queue for a house, and that concept, as Paul was saying, of guide prices varying at the 11th hour as well. We'd love to hear from you this morning. What is your take on the housing crisis? What are the solutions? I was making the point, maybe we need to change our perspective, change the way we live, that semi-Ds and detached houses in our city doesn't happen in any other cities in the world. But I suppose lots of us also do want to live in a house with a front garden and a back garden.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.